Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hi, friends. Welcome back. I know it's been a little bit of time, and I'm here to talk about something really cool that happened to me just the other day. It was the 2/22/22 portal. And if you don't know what that is, it was just February 22nd. Obviously, the year is 2022. And significant power was in the ethers that day, not only in numerology, but astrologically, things were just aligned. And the significance of the 2/22/22 portal was that this was a really, really strong energy of old cycles finally coming to an end and almost a rebirth of new energy coming within in partnership, in love, in understanding the self. And in the spiritual woo-woo world, all of us were really excited about this day. And I spent a lot of time in meditation. I did, I think, 5 sound baths for people that day. It was a really big day. And I knew that I wanted to spend some time dropping in and tapping in and getting really connected on manifesting some big things for myself. And the cool thing that happened, which is not going to sound very cool at first, but stick with me here, is I was on site doing a sound bath and I had to pack my bowls up and come back home for a couple's session. And when I got back home and I was unpacking my bowls, one of them broke and it was my root chakra bowl. I have 3 root chakra bowls, but this one in particular is and was my very favorite bowl that I have because it was the very first bowl I ever purchased. And the reason why I purchased this bowl was because when I went to my first sound bath, which I've talked about on the podcast before and how I was like scared in this sound bath. It was so crazy to me. But it was the root chakra bowl, that deeper tone and frequency that in my very first sound bath triggered fear inside of me. Almost like you're watching a scary movie and then some ominous music comes on in the background, you know, that kind of feeling. That's what the root chakra bowl did to me in that first sound bath I ever attended. And I was so curious and did not understand how a sound could freak me out. And so me being me and the deep diver and researcher that I am, I was like, let's figure this out. So I purchased the root chakra bowl and I was like, here we go. I'm not going to be afraid of this and I'm going to figure out what is going on. And if you don't know what the root chakra is associated with, it is the base of the spine. We have a lot of chakras in the body, but the main 7 are throughout the body of the main energy portals. And the root chakra is the base of the spine. So our grounding, the root of who we are. And it's associated with early childhood development. So think about the way that the body is developed and starts in the legs. Early childhood development all is housed in the legs. So if you don't have access to your legs, if you know that they're there, but you can't really feel them, it's probably because you have some unmet childhood needs and or childhood trauma that you haven't unpacked yet. That's a whole nother podcast in and of itself. I'll get there at some point. But for the matter of this podcast, let's just say I didn't have access to my legs or my root chakra really. And what can happen when your root chakra is out of alignment is various different things, but one of them being, for one, like I said, inability to really have embodied contact with the legs or the base of the spine, that root chakra space. You can feel uneasy. You can feel like you have extra aggression or a dominating ego present itself. You can be easily defensive when you are triggered. And that really does describe me when I was triggered by this sound back in the day. This was like probably 4 years ago. And I don't know if you follow me and you know me and you're thinking like, what, Sam, aggressive? That doesn't really make sense. Look, I've done a lot of healing. And I joke around of being like kind of hippie, kind of hood. You know, that spiciness comes out in me every once in a while, but I definitely am not aggressive how I used to be. I used to be like pretty quick to anger. But it was like my defenses coming up because I didn't have access to anger for most of my life because I wasn't allowed to be angry. I wasn't allowed to have that emotion growing up. It was reserved for my mom and dad. They were allowed to be angry, but if I showed that, I would get in trouble. So I didn't have a safe place to be angry. So then that came out much later in life. And so, yes, I had a quick temper. Luckily, knock on wood, I've grown out of that. But it was an indicator that my root chakra was out of alignment. And long story short, I want to circle back to the root chakra bowl breaking because it happened. I travel with my bowls all the time, never had any concerns. And I'm kind of rough on my bowls, but this one broke. And not only did it break, and it was my very first bowl I ever purchased, and it being the root chakra, but it broke on the most significant day of cycles ending. And at first I was like, oh man, that's a bummer. But literally that's as activated as I got. I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't mad. There was actually zero aggression, zero anger. And it dawned on me as I was holding it. I was like, wow, what are the odds? And when you have crystals and you work with crystals often, what can happen is when the crystal has served its purpose and when its job has been completed, it's not surprising that the crystal will break or you might lose it. And it was such a profound moment when it landed for me that, wow, I'm done with this cycle of fear, of guilt, of shame, of aggression, of the ego dominating me. And it was almost like a sigh of relief of, oh my God, thank God this bowl broke. And I would I didn't think I ever wanted any of my bowls to break, but the significance of it really, really made a lot of sense to me. And I am so, so incredibly grateful that that bowl finally broke. Now, I don't want any of my other bowls to break. They're all very precious to me. But that one I bought to heal myself. The rest of the bowls I didn't necessarily buy to heal myself. I bought more to heal and help guide other people in their healing process. This one I bought for myself. And this was before I thought I was ever going to play sound bowls for anybody else. So there was zero intention of ever having that bowl be a part of anybody else's journey, if you know what I mean. So I'm really happy that it's broken. I'm really happy that it's over. I'm really happy that that cycle has been completed. And it has shown up in ways before the bowl broke, but I don't know if you guys remember, if you follow me even on Instagram, I had my snowboard stolen a few weeks ago and zero part of me was upset about it. Just full acceptance and surrender of, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's just a material item. I can get another one if I want to. but I'm not really upset about it. And that, I think that was the first time that something like you would think would trigger some like anger or like being really upset about it, that I wasn't upset. And I was like, huh, that's some growth right there. Like, I even surprised myself with that one. I was like, wow, I'm really learning what it means to truly have unattachment and to be super solid and grounded and firm in my reality and not attached to things on the outside, but to be super secure internally. And not to say that there's not more growth there. Of course, there will be more growth to come. But that was one of the indications that I'm doing the good work. I'm doing that deep internal work, and it's paid off, and it's taken some time. Like, this didn't come overnight at all, any means. And it took a lot of intentional deep diving work, but I'm so happy that I'm here. So all of this to say, I want to offer up this encouragement to any of you who are listening, that the cycles of wounds can take a really long time and take a lot of intentional effort. But once you've arrived, you'll know that you're there, and there might be something really significant that breaks to show you that you're done. So this one was literally breaking something that was really precious to me. And there was so much beauty in that. So there is beauty in the breaking. And sometimes it might be a broken relationship. You might break up with somebody to then know that you're solid and firm. You might break out of a system and you won't be upset about it. Look, I've been fired from jobs plenty of times, and it was because I outgrew it. There was breaking in that, but there was so much beauty that came from it. There might be breaking of old patterns that might actually hurt in the moment. It might be difficult. That doesn't mean that you haven't arrived. Healing, when you're healing, it's not that you're happy all the time. It's just an acceptance and an understanding that you're not going to get thrown off your center. So if you're in a moment of breaking, just know that there's so much beauty behind it. And maybe you can seek some of that for yourself. Where in your life are you noticing things breaking? Are you breaking up with friends? Are you breaking up with systems? Are things actually breaking? Do you have a crystal that's broken? I just want you to consider that. Take a look around. Be present. Be cognizant of all of the beauty and the growth that is currently around you. Stay grounded, my friends. Get that root chakra activated. Let go of the aggression, the shame, the guilt. Do the work that you need to do to heal yourself, because then everything falls into place. And in the falling, there might be something that breaks. You know how this goes, guys. I rise, you rise. I'll see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.